Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sunrise-style pad in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school drum and bass. And the whole mission is emotion without getting in the way of the break. So think warm, dusty, nostalgic, and moving. Not huge cinematic wallpaper. We want a pad that sits behind the drums, supports the bass, and opens the track up like that early morning moment when the rave energy starts turning into daylight. We're working at an intermediate level here, so I'm going to assume you already know how to make a MIDI track, load an instrument, and edit clips in Ableton. What we're focusing on is the musical thinking, the arrangement choices, and the sound shaping that make the pad feel right in this genre. First, set your context. For classic jungle and rolling DNB, start around 172 BPM. That keeps the energy in the right lane. Then get a drum loop or breakbeat going, and add a basic bass or subline so you're not designing the pad in a vacuum. That's important, because a pad that sounds amazing on its own can fall apart the second the drums and bass show up. For the instrument, Wave Eatable is a great starting point in Ableton Live 12. You could do this with analog or operator too, but Wave Eatable gives you a really nice balance of warmth and movement. Start with a saw-style Wave Eatable on oscillator 1, then add a softer second oscillator underneath, maybe a sine or a soft square, just to thicken the body without making it harsh. Keep the unison modest, maybe 4 voices, and use only light to tune. The idea is movement, not trans super saw overload. For the envelope, give it a little attack so it fades in smoothly, and a long release so the chords can bloom. A low-pass filter is your friend here. Don't brighten it too much at the start. A pad for jungle should feel like it's emerging from the mist, not shouting over the beat. Now let's talk harmony, because this is where the emotion really lives. Sunrise EDNB pads work best with chords that feel soulful and a little bittersweet. Minor 7THS, minor 9THS, major 7THS, sus 2, sus 4, and add 9 chords are all strong choices. They give you that nostalgic lift without sounding cheesy. A really solid place to start is in a minor. Try a simple 4-bar progression like M9, Fmaj 7, G6, M7. That gives you a nice balance of melancholy and hope. Another good one is DM9, M7, Fmaj 7, Gsus 4 moving to G. If you want something a little more classic rave memory flavored, go with M7, Cmaj 7, G, Fmaj 7. The important thing is voice leading. Don't just stack giant block chords in root position and call it done. In jungle and DNB, the pad works better when the notes move smoothly. Keep the voicings in the mid-register, somewhere around C3 to C5, and let the top note move by step when possible. That top voice motion is where a lot of the emotion comes from. The bass can handle the root note, so the pad doesn't need to sit too low. Program a 4-bar MIDI clip, and hold chords for full bars, or even 2 bars at a time. That slow harmonic rhythm is part of the vibe. If the chords change too fast, it starts feeling like a pop ballad instead of a rolling sunrise section. For example, you could hold M9 for 2 bars, then move to Fmaj 7, then G6. Or you could build a second pass that shifts the harmony slightly, so the loop feels alive without becoming busy. A really good teacher trick here is to humanize the MIDI just a bit. Nudge a few note starts off the grid by a few milliseconds. Vary some note lengths. If the instrument responds well to velocity, add a little velocity variation too. In Ableton Live 12, you can do this pretty quickly in the MIDI editor. You're not trying to make it sloppy. You're just removing that perfectly robotic edge so it breathes a little more. Now let's shape the sound with effects. A practical pad chain would be Wave Eatable, then EQ8. Chorus Ensemble, Saturator, Reverb, Utility, and maybe Auto Filter or LFO for movement. EQ8 comes first so you can clean up the low end. This is a big one in DNB. Pads can destroy the groove if they crowd the kick and sub. High pass somewhere around 120 to 200 HC, depending on the patch. If there's mud around 250 to 500 HC, carve a little there. And if the pad is fighting the snare or hats, make a small cut in the 2 to 4 KHC range. Don't overdo it. You want to clean the pad, not neuter it. Next, Chorus Ensemble is great for width and softness. Use it gently, moderate amount, slow rate, wide image, and keep the mix reasonable. Too much chorus and the pad gets facey and washed out. You want width that feels dreamy, not blurry. Then Saturator. Just a touch, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive with soft clip-on. That gives the pad a little grain and warmth, so it fits with dusty breaks and sampled bass better. A super clean pad can feel disconnected from the rest of the track. A little saturation helps it belong. Reverb is where the sunrise atmosphere really shows up. Use a decent-sized reverb, but keep the low end out of it. Decay around 4 to 8 seconds can work really nicely, with a bit of pre-delay so the chord stays clear before the tail blooms. Low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz, and keep the high end under control too. If you want more control, put the reverb on a return track instead of directly on the pad. That makes it easier to automate and keeps things tidy. Utility is useful for checking stereo width and mono compatibility. You can widen the pad a bit, but be careful not to smear the whole mix. The emotion can live in the upper mids and highs, while the low mid area stays more centered. In jungle and old school DDNB, that separation matters a lot. For movement, use auto filter or LFO and automate it slowly. A pad like this should feel like it's waking up with the sunrise. Open the filter a little over 8 or 16 bars. Maybe move the wave eatable position slightly. Maybe let the stereo image drift subtly. Tiny changes make a huge difference when the drums are already busy. And speaking of arrangement, this is where the pad really becomes part of the track. In the intro, keep it filtered, maybe narrower, maybe only partially voiced. In the breakdown, open it up and let the chords fully bloom. Before the drop, automate the cutoff or reverb to build tension, then cut it back or drop it out so the drums hit harder. In the outro or sunrise section, bring the pad back in a full, warm way so the track can resolve emotionally. That's the big idea here. The pad should frame the break, not fight it. If the break starts feeling less exciting when the pad comes in, simplify the pad, reduce the note count, raise the register, thin out the low mids, or pull back the reverb. The break is the hero in jungle and old school DDNB. The pad is there to lift the scene around it. One other important point, keep the pad out of the bass lane. Think of your mix in register lanes. The sub and kick live low. The break occupies the middle with all its transient detail. The pad should sit above that, warm in the mids and airy on top. If the harmonic center is too low, the whole track feels smaller. A gentle sidechain compressor can help too. Nothing too extreme unless you want pumping on purpose. Use a modest ratio, a little attack, and a medium release so the pad breathes with the groove. Just a couple dB of gain reduction is often enough. If you want to go further, layer the pad. One layer can be the warm harmonic body, and a second layer can be an airy texture or noise layer, high-passed and drenched in reverb. That gives you depth without clutter. Another great move is to resample a few bars of the pad, reverse a tail, or chop a swell and tuck it underneath the original. That adds a little tape memory character, which works beautifully for sunrise sections. Let's do a quick recap of the workflow. Start with a wave-eatable pad. Build a soulful chord progression with minor 7THS, minor 9THS, or major 7THS. Keep the voicings smooth and mid-range. High-pass the pad so it stays away from the bass. Add gentle chorus, a bit of saturation, and a spacious reverb. Then automate the filter and effects so the pad evolves over time. Finally, check it against the drums and bass, not just in solo. If you want a simple practice exercise, try this. Set Ableton to 172 BPM. Load Waveeatable and write in a minor progression with M9, M9, Fmaj 7, and G6 over 4 bars. High pass at around 150 Hz. Add subtle chorus and reverb, and automate the filter to open gradually. Then test it against a jungle break and sub bass. If the drums still feel strong and the pad adds emotion, you're in the right zone. The key mindset here is that in jungle and old school DDNB, the pad is not just background, it's part of the story. It should feel like memory, mist, and momentum all at once. Soft, but not weak. Emotional, but not cluttered. Warm, but still gritty enough to live in the same world as the breaks. That's your sunrise pad. Now go build it. Keep the break in charge, and let the harmony glow around it.